I don't think it, generally it's going to be a story that's run if the Post doesn't run it.
Well, the Post is leading on the split in the committee. I was saying the committee split 6-3. And that Cooper said that it would be to the president's interest to have this in an open hearing. Now, down the line, the Post is going to get in this stuff. I don't think what comes out tonight is going to be particularly bothersome. I think what we have to worry about is Sunday morning and Monday morning. In which case, in my judgment, what you're going to get is one-sided leaks, all coming from Don Reynolds.
Well, he doesn't have a whole lot of circulation, though, and I believe that overall, on balance, that it'd be better for the Tuesday meeting. I don't see why we ought to try to brush in and bust the story tomorrow and make a big Sunday story. It'll be some story, but I don't believe it'll be overall national. And I believe it otherwise Tuesday'd be better, it just seems to me. Everybody seems to agree that if there's not a widespread publication Sunday, that Tuesday is better.
Well, Tuesday is better if you can hold it that long. Of course.
Well, unless you can just hold it widespread, Pierre suggested that we leak a little of it to get the bloom off of it. I don't want to get in an argument between you and him at this time of night, and his feeling was Tuesday, and he's not here today, and we've got a real crisis on. I just don't believe that many of them are going to run it. Of course, I don't know. Now, it seems to me that Hatcher would get more queries than one if it was a general proposition.
Well, most of the people covering this, of course, are not the kind that would query Hatcher. I think we've got the night to sleep on it. I think we can go either way.
Well, that's what I'd do then. If you've got the night to sleep on it, we can agree on that. And we can talk to Salinger in the morning and see what he thinks. Now, who has talked to Whitley about it? Who is leaking this out, Reynolds?
Reynolds is leaking part of it, and Senator Scott is leaking another part. Of course, what Scott is leaking is the stuff about D.C. Stadium and McCloskey. I don't think what comes out tonight is going to be too significant.
Well, what do you think will come out tonight?
I think you'll have most of them lead on the same way the Post did about the committee split. Straight party split, 6 Democrats and 3 Republicans. And that out of this came a number of things which are known, that this involved a gift of a TV, of a stereo set to you. And that there was some hanky-panky about the insurance for the D.C. stadium. And that there was an abortion ring involved. It wasn't actually a ring, of course, but there's testimony about abortion in the record. And I think that it'll be mostly hints. Now, what really concerns me is not tonight. It's what comes out tomorrow when they start digging.
Well, not much to dig on Saturday, is there? And everybody gone pretty well, and most of them take off, and most of your Sunday papers made up pretty well.
They are, but I think that people like Molyneux and...
Well, Molyneux, I think, is pretty well ahead of his orders.
Well, if those people lay off, then of course.
That's my understanding.
Did you make any headway with Whitley of getting the Sampson stuff into it?
The affidavit? Whitley just says that there's nothing in it that affects it much one way or the other. Whitley says that he merely confirms the facts.
That's right, but I talked to him, and he said he just told him that. I talked to him this afternoon, and he said he told him that... that he handled it. He is the general agent. Most of the good deal of all the work, this other fellow drew a commission on him because he had come to him with the business first, and that he had told the committee how much the commission was, that they called back the next day and said that his figure didn't jive with Reynolds, that they thought Reynolds reported he got more commission than he actually did, and he confirmed to him again that the commission was less than Reynolds had said that it was.
Well, I'll see if I can get it in there then, because with the way Whitley described the...
I just think it's awfully important. I don't want to ask you all to do this 4 or 5 times, Walter. I've been begging you all day to get Sampson's in there. Now, George said he's going to see if he can get it in there. Please call him and beg him to, George.
Right.
Y'all don't think my judgment's worth a goddamn, and you just don't get around to doing things till it's always over with. a good many things. Did you get Jordan to any kind of a statement to your name?
No, sir.
Any chance of getting him to?
Yes, sir. Abe was holding out till he got a decision on this.
Why?
Because Abe thinks that the only real answer is to get the transcript out.
Well, I just take it from me that I think a good statement from the chairman of the committee would be helpful when the transcript comes out.
No matter when it comes out.
I don't care whether it's Monday or Friday. And take it from me that Sampson's good statement ought to be in there. Just take my judgment for those. If you both of you all are doubtful, I don't think it can hurt him.
And there's four of them, you know, George, we talked about.
Four what?
Statements.
Yes, I understand.
Maybe you ought to go see Bill tonight or get him over to your house or George's somewhere where we can really get on this thing. But we're leaving it up to be handled, and it's not being handled. I talked to you early this afternoon about it. And here it is, about ready to come out and never has been agreed upon. You think you all ought to do that tonight? Have you got anything you got to do tonight, Walter?
No, sir, except to meet with this other fellow who I've talked to, the one of
us. Right. Can't you get Whitley to come out to your house, George?
Okay, sir.
See if you can get Whitley to meet you at your house, and Walter come over to your house. See if you can't get this thing on the track and work at it a little bit.
You know, the principal's coming to my house, but we can set it at different times.
Well, I said you could go to...
Right.
Did you get any information from him today about this fella?
No, sir. Because Deke told me not to talk to him on the phone. He said that they don't have anything on him, but he thinks other people do. He thinks the committee does. He thinks Justice may. And said that they haven't come to my house.
What is Justice? Do they have an operation besides the FBI?
Yes, sir.
Why do they do that?
Because they don't entirely cooperate always. They don't always trust the FBI. They've got... This fellow, Bellino, does a lot of that kind of work for him. According to D.
Okay.
And he said that I don't see him at his house because it might be being monitored. So.
Okay, much obliged. George, you get him and let Walter know at his office.